Well, it is time once again to start off hour number two here on Sunday morning on Robin Hood Radio, and that means bringing in Willie Hallahan from Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com, where Willie writes a blog but also has a great calendar of coming events. All these events are fundraisers and somehow tied in with the theme of sports. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
Can't complain. We were talking a bit chilly this morning, but...
It's okay.
On to fall.
We all in New England, we love to see the change of seasons, and we're heading. I have an ash tree that's just starting to drop the golden leaves, and it's a sign of things to come.
Absolutely. All right. Well, what's coming up on the Sporting a Cause front?
Well, we got a lot to talk about. You remember earlier in the spring, after we began to realize how serious the pandemic was, and the states were starting to close down their everything, and organizers of events were either canceling their events or postponing them. And I spoke several times about my fear that a lot of the postponements would end up in September, where it's already a busy month with a lot going on. Well, guess what? We're in September, and there's an overabundance of events going on. What's gratifying is that there are actual events to talk about. There are probably 7 or 8 or 9 runs or golf tournaments that have been canceled. I'm not going to talk about cancellations today. They were determined months ago, and it just got depressing talking about all those. So I've got plenty of things going on. Some of them are virtual, but there's enough to talk about. So let me get going. Today, Woofstock, the WOOF stock, was a race sponsored by the Berkshire Humane Society up in the Pittsfield area. They canceled their run, but they partnered with the Josh Billings Runaground, which I've talked about for the last several weeks. It's Josh is a well-known triathlon, and they changed to a virtual format, and they've allowed participants to take part over a period of weeks. Today brings that to a close, but the Woofstock partnered with them, and the Josh is splitting the proceeds from this ongoing effort between the Berkshire Humane and the Berkshire United Way. I know it sounds complicated, but people are rearranging things. They're finding ways to try to get some benefit from the changing times, and that's the way they chose to do it, and it's good to see. Also, the 19th annual Race Around the Lake in New Hartford has been changed to a virtual format, and is being run now through October 4th. A lot of these, I'll say it again, a lot of these races that have changed to virtual have extended the time. Instead of holding it on a specific day where everybody gathered, now they're holding it over a period of a week or 2 weeks or even a month, so people have the time to fulfill the race obligations, if you will, wherever they are, whenever they can do it. The organizers of this are hopeful that people will use Brody Park to run the race, because that's Brody Park is a beneficiary of this race. But they can, again, run it wherever they want. And in virtually all these events, there's a registration process, and it's left up to you to record your times or your distances or whatever the format is, and send that information in. And on my website, Sporting a Cause, I have the link, so you can get to all these events that way and get the specifics, because they all tweak it a little different way. But it's a way to participate, and that's what we're looking for in this day and age. Also going on for the month of September, it started the 1st and goes through the 30th, is the Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation Million Mile. I talked about it last week. This is a virtual event that was virtual before there was a pandemic. It was set up so that people could record their mileage, whether they're walking or running or riding a bike, or even if they're on a stair climber or a treadmill, and raise money that way for the Lemonade Stand Foundation, which addresses childhood cancer. Now here's an interesting situation. These things kind of make me crazy, but I'm glad they happen. From a recording standpoint, it causes me a little distress. But there are three different running events The Upton Lake Christian School Eagle Run over in Clinton Corners, the High Watch Sprint for Sobriety 5K in Kent, Ryan's Run Superhero 5K over in Pauling. These are races all with different causes, different locations. They were all canceled. But then the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club, which helped organize them, decided to turn those three races into a three-race virtual series during the month of September. So that's what they've done. People can sign up. Again, you can get a link at my website and sign up for any or all of them and submit your times and their medals to be won. And I love it because it's yet another way that organizers have found a way to support the causes that could easily have been lost with the cancellation of events. So they're still alive and well. Also, the Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K Run Walk is virtual this year. Lauren, this is a memorial event organized by her family. She lost her life to the opioid crisis. That's run again over a period of time, any time between now and the end of October. It could be run anywhere, but the event is at Platte Hill State Park in Winsted. The Walk a Virtual Mile, the Berkshire County version. This is a great event. I've covered it. I've talked about it every year. It's part of the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes series. That's actually the name of an international nonprofit. It's an all-men's organization, Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and they hold these events all around the country. Oftentimes, there'll be men in red high heels. It's a gas to watch, and it's meant to do, and boy, do they ever. It sheds light on domestic and sexual violence against women. I covered it last week and put some video and pictures up on Facebook. And the one up in, this was in Great Barrington, and there are three other walks in this series over the next week or so, ending up in Pittsfield. And the proceeds from all these walks will benefit the Elizabeth Freeman Center in Berkshire County. It's kind of like the version of the Susan B. Anthony Project we have down here in Litchfield County. They address the plight of women who are victims of sexual and domestic violence. Also, the Norfolk Land Trust 5K and 10K trail races are virtual, basically starting from yesterday and going through September 20th. They're held at Barber Woods in Norfolk if you want, because that's part of the land trust, or you can run them wherever you want. Again, register and become eligible for prizes and medals and so forth. The Dutchess County Classic, that's a 5K, a half marathon, and a full marathon, is virtual now. It was held, at least it would start, over at the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, but that's not happening this year. And basically, you can run them wherever you want, like all the other virtual events. But you can sign up, register, you pay your fee. There's some swag you can get for that, and then you can run for medals. And the proceeds, this is interesting, the proceeds this year go to Dutchess Responds, which is a new nonprofit that's been set up to help other nonprofits that have been hurt by the pandemic. So a very timely cause that a lot of organizations sorely need, for sure. Today, this is an event that's not virtual at all. It's the third annual Macedonia Trail Races. It's a series of three different races held at Macedonia State Park. At this point, it's probably a little late to get into it, but it's sponsored by Steep Endurance. It's an organization that puts on events like this, and there will be others throughout the fall, all of which are live. So I'll be reporting on those and glad to do it. Love these live events. Now, moving on to tomorrow, the 14th, the Kent Volunteer Fire Department 16th Annual Golf Tournament will take place over at Bulls Bridge Golf Club. And that, of course, is for the fire company's benefit. Also tomorrow, the BLN 20th Annual Charity Golf Tournament is going to take place over at the Torrington Country Club. This is a collaboration. They've been doing this for years, and they've raised over $500,000 over the years of this tournament. The, The B stands for the Brooks Todd McNeil Insurance Company. The L is Litchfield Bank Corp. The N is Northwest Community Bank. And they collaborate to put on this golf tournament. And they raise a lot of money. And there are several beneficiaries. There are food pantries, the Susan B. Anthony Project, McCall Foundation, all these very worthy nonprofits that serve people in need. Then on to next Saturday, the 19th, the Cerebral Palsy of Ulster County 8th Annual Accessibility Awareness Day. I'll be able to say that twice, is taking place on the walkway over the Hudson. And this is basically an awareness event. People with disabilities, like sufferers of cerebral palsy, have difficulty getting around. They have difficulty getting access to a lot of places that you and I take for granted. And that event helps bring awareness to that problem. Also next Saturday is the Run for the Hills. That's the 10th annual 5K and 10K. That's gone virtual. Run it wherever you want. And this benefits the Great Barrington Land Conservancy. And finally, next Saturday, Marshall, the Swassa Golf Tournament and Pig Roast over at Under Mountain Golf Course. Like all the other golf tournaments, it's different. Trish and any other golf organizer, they've taken great pains to rearrange things so that there are no gathering points. Registration is all done in advance. People get their hole assignments. These are shotgun starts where everybody starts at a different hole. Instead of gathering and waiting in a crowd to get your hole assignment, it's given to you, and you go right to your tee and wait for the blast to go off. There are no gatherings for meals. Lunch or breakfast, depending on which flight you're in, is given to you in a box on the run, so to speak. And the pig roast, it is still a pig roast, but you're going to be getting pig in a box, and you get to take it home with you. This year, the format was changed. There are two 18-hole flights, a morning one and an afternoon one. They've limited it to 36 golfers each. And at the moment, it's full. But Trish, experience has told her that invariably someone will drop out, they can't make it or whatever. So she's taking standby names. If anybody still wants to get in, there's a chance you might still get in. And this year, Swassa is sharing its proceeds with the Jane Lloyd Fund because we've partnered with them in a variety of ways, and the Jane Lloyd Fund, God knows, has lost a lot of their fundraisers this year. So we're splitting our proceeds with them. And Marshall, I just want to thank you and Robin Hood Radio because, yet again, you've sponsored the hole-in-one holes, and we really appreciate it. It's just another example of how we local nonprofits can help each other out, and thank you for doing that.
We're all in this together, and
yes, we are.
And yes, we are. One helps all. What's that? A rising tide lifts all boats.
Yes, it does. Yes, well said.
All right, Willie. Well, we'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, take care.
You too.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Once again, the website is sportingacause.com.